Peacekeepers Specialist Irene Limo is joined by our colleague Tong Attack, who is the Accelerator Lab Head of Solutions Mapping with us here in the studio. Good morning, lady and gentlemen. Welcome. It's good to have you on the Miraya Breakfast Show.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much for having us today.
Let's talk about this competition. What exactly were you looking for in this competition?
Thank you very much. And this competition really started last year with a realization that conflict early warning has a long way to go in the country. So UNDP and the South Sudan Peace and Reconciliation Commission, as part of the work that we do together in strengthening infrastructures for peace, came up with this innovation challenge, but really to engage the youth talent in the country, the youth innovativeness, and the youth energy in the country to provide solutions on conflict early warning in the country. So really, today it's a very exciting day as we celebrate the youth talent in the country, as we recognize that there's a lot of innovativeness in this country. The youth constitute a highest percentage of the population. And the innovation challenge gave them a platform to actually show who they are, to actually show that they are part of the solution in the country. So today, for us, it's a very exciting day.
Okay, you seem very excited. Were the youth as enthusiastic as you are right now during the competition?
I think they were even more enthusiastic than me, really. When we started the competition, we were asking ourselves many questions. What kind of ideas are we going to get? But when the ideas started coming in, we were very overwhelmed, and really we then continue to appreciate what this country really has in terms of the youth opportunities and the youth talent in the country.
Great. Now, Stong, let's look at the youth, it's them themselves. How will you describe the response among the young people to this competition in terms of ideas and coming up with all these? How will you describe that?
I think the only word I can use is brilliant. The youth that we have here in South Sudan, all they need is an opportunity, and the talent that is actually ingrained in them, it just needs a chance to be able to flourish. And, you know, exactly as my colleague Irene said, it's been an exciting journey. We've got to see so many brilliant ideas and so much talent that hasn't had a chance to be able to shine.
So, what are some of these ideas? Just share with us.
Yeah, sure. So if you tune in a bit later on, actually, to the Facebook Live, you'll be able to see the application in action. But part of the terms of reference of the competition was to be able to create an application which allowed people who are at the grassroots, those who may be illiterate, to be able to access and use the application. So some of the innovative ideas that they came up with was to use like pictograms instead of actually using words. And then one of the other competitors was using voice recordings to be able to send it as voice notes. Another one was using USSD codes, which are basically like short codes, so that you could be able to access the network and send responses even though if you don't have internet access. So these guys really took on the challenge and they hit it head on.
Great. And Irene, what are some of the problems that this technology will be addressing?
If you look at the context in the grassroots level where this application is intended to be used, it will be used by Peace Committee members who are trained and formed by the Peace Commission with partnership with UNDP. And these Peace Committees operate in community situations where connectivity is very low sometimes, power is unreliable, network coverage is unreliable. So the applications that were developed seeks to look at this situation and provide a solution that will address this. And for some of the Peace Committee members, they find themselves in very rural areas and they need something very quick to send the information to the Peace Commission, the situation room at the Peace Commission. So the application was designed, the applications by the winners were designed under the guidance of the Peace Commission to ensure that once an incident is reported somewhere in the village, it can reach the Peace Commission as early as possible for response or channeling the information to the right responders.
Great.
So really that is the main gap that this application is seeking to address.
All right, let's talk about the event today. What exactly do you expect to take place at the event ceremony?
Yeah, today it's really just a celebration of youth talent, their ability to be able to innovate in difficult circumstances, to create technology, to celebrate, you know, the talent and how the future of our youth in technology is going to look like. So it's going to be an exciting period.
Yes, and yes, you wanted to add
yes,
something.
Yes, and besides celebrating, it's a showcase, really, this expertise that we have in the country, you know. We already know that there is a lot of work that the youth is doing, but giving a platform to really showcase this is very important as well, you know, as part of changing the narrative and strengthening the understanding of youth as a part of the solution to the issues facing us today.
Yes, and how many youth will be awarded today?
Today, the three youth will be awarded. From the 50 that submitted the application, they were shortlisted, and five teams went into the ideation process. Mm-hmm. And during the ideation process, they were developing the ideas. Then they went into a judging process where three ideas were, and prototypes were selected to proceed with developing the application. So those three today are the ones that will be awarded.
Great. Would you mind telling us what is there for them? I mean, in the words, how are you really awarding them?
All right. Well, the first prize will be given a grant which will be used in furthering the development of the application. They will receive an award of 10,000, but there will be specific milestones. And then the second one will be given an award of 5,000, likewise as well, with specific milestones and also as a grant. And the final one will be given 2,500 with, oh, it's 3,000, sorry. We'll be given 3,000.
Great. Yeah. And this in dollars or SSP? Because you didn't mention this.
sorry. Yeah. It's in USD.
In USD. All right. Earlier here, when we were talking about, you know, information technology, basically, there was a lot of complaints about the challenges that South Sudan face. For example, power, the network problem, and all that. How can that be addressed to ensure that really ICT can, you know, flourish in South Sudan, for example?
I think, you know, me personally, I actually come from a background of electrical and computer engineering, and there are so many technologies and examples out there where we could be able to not start from scratch. We could just pick up, we could use solar, we could use microgrids, we can be able to reach the most remote areas. Even we've got the Nile flowing from the southernmost point to the northernmost, we can be able to utilize it. We've got like almost 12 hours of sunshine, you know, 95% luminance. We can actually solve this issue, and I'm sure the youth that we have at the moment and the capabilities that I've seen throughout this competition, we can definitely be able to address it.
Great. Seems an exciting day today. Your final remarks, please. Let's begin with you, Irene.
Thank you. For us, we really, as UNDP, we're very excited to have partnered with the Peace Commission on this journey, but also to have partnered with the youth of South Sudan. So we invite everyone to join us in this celebration. Today, we will be having the event from 2 to 5, physically and online. So we invite you to join us. And after the event, we will also be coming back with the winners and the partners that were involved to have a conversation again.
Great. Looking forward to that. And finally...
Yeah, I just wanted to add the event will be streamed live on the UNDP South Sudan Facebook page, and you can be able to view and also participate. So the time will be between 2 to 5 p.m. today.
All right.
And we look forward to having you.
Thank you. Thank you, Thorn, and thank you, Irene, for coming to Mirage Studios. We do appreciate your time, and
thank
wish you all
much.
The best.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.